Hello and welcome everybody to episode 17 of Rock the Dragon, a Dragon Ball Super Podcast. I'm of course your host, Tim Bridgewater. I hosted two other podcasts before this one. One of those being Republic City Report, Legend of Korra podcast. If you remember that old show, spinoff sequel to Avatar The Last Airbender. Also, Geekly Dose, an episode where we talked about everything geek. So if you happen to be someone who has an interest in either or both of those things, make sure you go look up those podcasts over on iTunes or Stitcher.com. Speaking of Geekly Dose, if you were one of the listeners of that show, you remember that in the early days, the earlier episodes, I actually had a co-host. Named Steven Nocentelli. Steven and I have been friends for a very long time now. If you listen to Geekly Dose, you know that he moved away, states away, some time ago. I check in on him every now and then. We recently have been chatting, and I have found out that Steven has just actually launched a Twitch channel. So those of you who like to watch people play games and stream their gameplay with commentary and things like that, Steven is now doing that. So anyone who wants to head over and is interested in checking out some of Steven's action that he has going on now out there in Seattle, make sure you head over to twitch.tv/geeklygames. So you'll recognize that Geekly name from Geekly Dose. This is a part of the Geekly Dose spinoff. So yeah, very, very happy that Steven's getting back into it. A lot of classic episodes of Geekly Dose back there for you guys to check out if you want to get a feel for that. The guy definitely knows his video games, probably more than any other person that I know. So if you want to get some excellent commentary and a lot of fun talk while he plays his games, everything, make sure you head over to twitch.tv/geeklygames. Subscribe there. Watch. The Awesome Podcast Network, which was the network that hosted the previous podcast that I did. Geekly Dose and Republic City Report. That page is still up. Facebook.com/awesomepods. You can see a nice post there with links to the pod, to Steven's Twitch channel, as well as everything else. Remember 80s Revisited? If you listen to Geekly Dose, you know we mentioned 80s Revisited a lot. Those guys are still going. Jesse and Trey, that podcast is still rolling. So make sure you check that out as well. It's all great here and fun. Yeah, so make sure you go give that a look and a like. While you're there on Facebook, hey, guess what? You might as well go ahead and head over to facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast, of course, right? Give that page a like. I make some posts on there every now and then. There's a couple posts that I made in the past week. I'm not going to get into all that again, but there's a lot of stuff there. So if you're interested, go check it out. Obviously, if you are interested, obviously, if you're enjoying the show, please, please, please head over to iTunes. Leave me a quick review to take you a couple seconds. I do actually have a new review for this episode that I'd like to read. So I'm going to go ahead and read that right now. It says here, podcasting goes Super Saiyan, 5 stars. This is by Evan 11. And it reads, Rock the Dragon is a must listen for any Dragon Ball viewer. Tim is a true Dragon Ball fan, and the show reflects that. Every episode is packed with expert analysis and genuine enthusiasm for the show. Every week, you can look forward to a well-produced, consistently enjoyable episode to complement your Dragon Ball viewing experience. Oh, thank you, Evan. Thanks for saying that. I'm going to assume this is the same Evan who is a regular listener. Evan, thank you so much for being a fan. Thanks so much for leaving that review. Once again, guys, you have no idea how much of a motivation these reviews are for me. Every now and then, it's nice to get some feedback from people that are enjoying the show. It makes it much more likely that the podcast will continue to go the more feedback that I get. So if you're enjoying the show, take a second, head over there and leave me a quick review. It only take you a second or two. Ask Evan and everyone else who's left one so far. It's really easy to do. So thank you guys for that. Now, I mentioned on the previous episode, as well as I think the one before, that I also have an email segment called What Are You Saying? And I hadn't really gotten any emails or messages for a couple episodes, but proud to say this episode we're back. So I'm going to switch things around a little bit and I'm going to just get into that now. So this is our email segment, message segment. If you'd like to send me an email or leave me a message, head over to facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast, as well as rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. So for this episode, this segment of What Are You Saying is brought to you in part by, no, I'm just kidding. I got an email here from Andrew. Andrew, thanks a lot, Andrew. Obviously, one of my longtime listeners, big fan of Republic City Report, my previous podcast as well. Nice to hear from you as always, Andrew. So Andrew writes, "Hey there, Tim. First, I would like to say that I did take the Screen Rant quiz and also got a 96. I guessed correctly on the two DBS moves, but I think I missed something that hadn't really been used since very early DBZ, or possibly Dragon Ball even. So I suppose that means I get the prize? Ha, just kidding." I'm going to pause real quick. I'm going to break your email down a little bit. Yeah, that's awesome, Andrew. You got a 96 too. Okay. I'm still looking for someone to beat my score though. So if anyone else wants to give it a shot, that quiz is still posted at facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast. Take the Dragon Ball quiz there on Dragon Ball techniques and attacks. Post your score. Let me know what you got. Also, Andrew, for someone who didn't watch Dragon Ball as that much, it's kind of strange that you got a 96. I said no cheating, Andrew. No cheating. I'm just kidding. Okay, so on with the rest of your email. As for the review that I think you correctly guessed was from me, I just meant that DBS was not 5-star at this point in the series after the Beerus saga ends. Yeah, Andrew, actually, you know what? Yes, I did guess that it was you. Nice to know I was right about that. But I thought about it after I listened to the episode again, that you were saying that after watching the Beerus saga, you didn't feel that it was a 5-star show or series. I don't know why I didn't get that the first time around. But yeah, thanks for making that correction. I did think about that after the fact. Okay, back to the email. I haven't really had much to say recently because I hadn't been watching the last three or so episodes since I got frustrated with the, quote, universe ending due to unexplained cosmic energy waves episode. However, I have been listening to you, obviously, and I think I just decided I'll pick it up again when it sounds like it's getting better. Hopefully you understand. I just got too annoyed with the pacing of that saga. You're still doing a great job, though, and I appreciate your dedication to getting the podcast episodes out. Quick question for you. Of all of the DBZ original movies, which one is your favorite? I don't believe you've answered this before, so I thought it'd be a fun question. It's been a long time since I've seen any of them, but I think my favorite was the Future Trunks film, followed closely by Bardock, the father of Goku. Thanks and keep up the awesome work, Andrew. Andrew, thanks so much for that. And I know that episode. Listen, I know that episode was pretty weird, and I know I have some fans that have kind of been fading in and out of watching. I mean, I can kind of tell, even just kind of based on the podcast episode download numbers, that people are kind of fading in and out of the series. So I totally get it. But I appreciate the fact that you're still listening to the podcast regardless. That's pretty cool. Now, to answer your question, ooh, man, let's see, which of the DBZ movies are my favorite? Which is my favorite? Well, I have to say this. I definitely have not seen all of them. So there are some that I'm missing. I don't think all of them were actually released in North America with an English dub. Most of them were. I do have most of them on VHS still. This is kind of tough. I'll tell you what. You know what I really love, and I really love the cooler movies. I kind of mentioned this on a previous episode. I don't remember which one it was, but I think someone wrote in and asked me which design were my favorite for the characters. I mentioned that Future Trunks was my favorite design of a hero, and my favorite design of a villain was cooler. Okay, so if you never watched those two movies, this is non-canon. But in those movies, Frieza had a brother named Cooler who came back to avenge Frieza's death. Okay, so he was the same species as Frieza, but I think he had an additional transformation form. And like his transformations were some of my favorite transformations. And that final form that he had was my favorite. I don't remember which one it is. Because there's one called The Return of Cooler, I think. And then there's another one called Cooler's Revenge, which is kind of the same fucking thing when you think about it. But yeah, so they fought Cooler, and then they came back with a mechanized robotic version of Cooler, sort of like Frieza later on. So it was probably The Return of Cooler. It's probably the one I'm thinking about. I love that movie. And here's a, this is a big part of the reason why. I remember I got that movie on VHS and I was watching it. And one of my favorite bands, I mean, well, I'm not going to pretend like I know all of their music, but one of my favorite songs, I should say, is a song called Change by a band called Deftones. So if anybody knows Deftones and you know that song Change, it's one of my favorite songs of all time. So I'm watching that movie, and there's this incredible part of the movie where Cooler just, I forget exactly what it is he does. I think he murders some innocent people, or he kills some innocent animals or something. And it pisses Goku off so much that he gets like super angry and he powers up. And this was early on, right? So once again, this isn't canon, but it still kind of takes place after Frieza's killed, right? So Goku hasn't changed. He hasn't turned Super Saiyan that many times. So if you remember back in the early days, it was difficult for him to turn Super Saiyan. The more he did it, the easier it became. So he couldn't just go and change at will like he can now. He had to get pissed off. So he got pissed off and he powered up and he went Super Saiyan. And that song started playing, Change by Deftones. And it was the coolest fucking thing ever. Could you imagine watching one of your favorite TV shows of all time, if not your favorite of all time, and hearing one of your favorite songs of all time play at the same time? That was crazy to me when I saw that. And I think because of that, it's just one of my favorite movies, if not my favorite. And then I think he punches a hole in Cooler or something. I mean, he just summons all of this Super Saiyan strength and he just punches him like one really good time and knocks a hole through his stomach or something. Oh man, I gotta find that tape. I gotta find that tape and rewatch it. Or hopefully I can go and check and see if they release it on Blu-ray, because that's what I need to do. Thanks for reminding me of that, Andrew. I need to go and actually, I've gotten Blu-rays for all of the Dragon Ball Z episodes, but movie form, and all I have is the VHS. I need to upgrade those. But yeah, man, I want to watch that again. I mean, that was just incredible. Now, I don't know if I can say it's my favorite movie, though. I think I'm going to have to agree with you, Andrew, and say that the Future Trunks storyline is my favorite. I don't even remember. Oh, The History of Trunks. Yeah, it's called The History of Trunks. That movie is probably my favorite because, I mean, not only is Trunks... Okay, let me rephrase that. Not only is Future Trunks one of the most badass characters they ever had, but I was so glad that we got to see his origin. I mean, what a brilliant idea for a movie, right? To just say, you know what, let's just show everybody the timeline that this character grew up in. And it's an awesome film because, I mean, we get to see him as a kid, that version of the world, where all of the Z fighters were wiped out by the androids, okay, 17 and 18, except for Gohan. And he grows up in this sort of, you know, post-apocalyptic version of the world. And it's heartbreaking. You know, it's really heartbreaking because, like, he, you know, everything's just destroyed and everybody's gone. And Gohan is pretty much the only person who's able to, put up any sort of a fight against the androids, because Trunks is too young at this point. But Gohan has become Trunks's teacher and become sort of his mentor and sort of like an older brother slash father figure for him. So there's something really sweet about that. And Bulma's still alive, but Bulma, she's a different Bulma. You know, she's older now. She's kind of broken in a way. You can see that she's not the same Bulma, because everybody, you know, they live in this world where everybody they love is gone. So once again, very tragic. Just to kind of fast forward, but you know, Gohan gets into a fight with the androids and he doesn't survive it, man. And this is after they took his arm, I think. I want to say one of the androids took Gohan's arm. I mean, like, it's brutal. It's brutal. And it's very sad because, you know, Gohan loses like one of his arms and he's got these scars and he's just like battle hardened Gohan. And he's the only one who has any sort of a chance to defeat them. But they get him. They kill him. And when this super emotional scene, and I will never forget it, where little Trunks finds Gohan's body just under some rubble, it starts to rain, and bam, that's when he goes Super Saiyan. Because Gohan was killed. You know, it's crazy, man, because like most of the, you know, Dragon Ball is a very lighthearted universe. I mean, we talk about it all the time for Dragon Ball Super, how silly a lot of the stuff is. But some of those movies are brutal. You know, like I said, with Cooler's Revenge or Return of Cooler, you know, Goku gets angry, man, like seriously angry, and he powers up, and it's like a just this evil, almost borderline, like seriously, like crazed Goku, and he just like punches a hole in Cooler. I mean, so it's in those moments that, you know, it almost makes you want to tear up a little bit, you know. So yeah, just this, you know, incredible transformation by him. And obviously the movie takes it all the way up until the point where he, gets the time machine, and he heads back in time to try to protect everybody and trying to, you know, to try to restart things. So, just based on all that, I'd have to say that The History of Trunks is my favorite DBZ movie. So man, wow, I'm getting all emotional now. Andrew, thanks so much for that email, and thanks so much for asking me that question. If you'd like to ask me a question like that about DBZ or Dragon Ball Super, obviously, send me an email, Republic. Oh, wow. 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 That's the first time I've done that. No, Republic City Report is my old podcast. Send me an email at rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. Whew, man. Okay. So enough about all that. Now for the moment you've all been waiting for, let's jump over into the episode talk. This episode of Rock the Dragon Podcast, of course, is going to cover episode 17 of Rock the Dragon, of Dragon Ball Super. Can you tell that I'm tired? Can you tell that I'm tired? And I don't write any of this shit down, by the way. Like, this stuff is all in my brain, so it's a lot to remember and kind of say, okay? But yeah, episode 17 of Dragon Ball Super, titled Pan is Born and Goku Goes on a Training Journey. So yeah, obviously based on the title here, and also the opening sort of narration, we find out that we did a bit of a time jump here. Okay, it's about 6 months later. Last we heard, you know, everybody was kind of chilling, relaxed, and getting back to normal. Vegeta took off to go train with Whis, which I was listening back to episode 16 of the podcast, and I realized at the end that I said Beerus. I meant to say Whis. So once again, that happens every now and then because I'm just kind of talking and I'm not making any notes. I'm just kind of talking. So sometimes I say the wrong names, but it's a mistake. So rest assured that I'll catch it later on. But we get a time jump. And we know that, you know, Pan is born. And for anybody who saw that title and was wondering, well, who the hell is Pan? Remember, Gohan and Videl had a baby on the way. And that child's name is Pan. So for any lingering questions for anyone, because this was something that was asked a while back about whether or not I thought if Dragon Ball Super was going to sort of retain anything that happened in Dragon Ball GT, the answer was yes. And that is that they have a daughter and their name is Pan. So if you watch Dragon Ball GT, you remember they had a daughter and her name was Pan. Hopefully that's one of the only things that they'll kind of maintain from GT, though. But that's not the only thing they maintained. There were some questions about whether or not the Great Saiyan Man was going to show up again. Well, that question is also answered in this episode. In a very sort of sweet, I think so, moment, scene here. Between Gohan and Mr. Satan, and they're at the house, and Videl is there, and they're playing with baby Pan, so they're kind of like putting on this little karate show for her, just to make her laugh. So Gohan transforms to Great Saiyan Man and has sort of this mock fight with Mr. Satan, which I thought was super sweet. I mean, you know, you can't help but be like, oh, in moments like this. So that happens. Now, where everything kind of goes wrong here, so to speak, is when Chi-Chi walks in, okay? Because we know how Chi-Chi is. The second she walks in there, she starts to freak out because this is Chi-Chi, the very overprotective wife, the overprotective mother, and now the overprotective grandmother. So she starts to kind of freak out on Gohan and Mr. Satan because they're throwing Pan up in the air and making her laugh because she's just scared that they're going to drop her or something like that. But Gohan's like, you know, hey, you know what? She's gonna be fine. You know, this baby's part Saiyan, and even if she does hit the floor, she'll be okay. But we all know Chi-Chi, we know how she is. So as a result of this conversation, we kind of get a little bit of an argument here between Mr. Satan and Chi-Chi. So, you know, the two grandparents are kind of butting heads as they do in real life. You know, when your son has his, your son and daughter have their first child, those grandparents kind of got to get in there and probably overstep a little bit. And that's exactly what they're both doing here. But it's a fun moment because we're still in times of peace, right? And what I like about this episode is that I thought it was a very cool decision to have a time jump, because it kind of frees us, it kind of frees them up from having to do too many filler episodes. Because had they not done a time jump, then we would have to just still find ways to kill time until the next serious arc begins. And with a time jump, we can get to it that much faster and have it believable. Because once again, it's not going to be that believable that, you know, a villain is defeated one day and then the next day a new villain arises. So there has to be some time that passes here. And so far, I think they're doing a pretty good job of passing that time. I mean, these episodes in between, I've liked every episode. So, you know, that's good. But it also, once again, you know, we time jump and now Pan is here. So we get to see at what point in these characters' lives that we're at now, even 6 months later. So we get to see Krillin. We get to see that Krillin is now a police officer. Which, if you saw Resurrection F, I think you already knew that. I want to say that they kind of did that in that movie. so, yeah, nice to see what Krillin's up to. And he has a little run-in with Bulma, so we kind of get to catch up with her. A lot of this episode, you know, is kind of about Gohan and Videl now being parents, and Chi-Chi. God, it's getting hard to remember all these names. Chi-Chi and Mr. Satan being his grandparents, and Bulma kind of giving her two cents on everything, since she also has a child with a pure-blooded Saiyan. Or half blood, you know, a Saiyan, we should say. So she can kind of relate. So she's kind of giving Gohan, she's giving Gohan and Chi-Chi and everybody some advice, saying that, hey, you know, I'm married to Vegeta, so I kind of know what it's like, and we have a son, little Trunks. So it's kind of the same situation, right? Because Videl, being a human, is now married a half-blooded Saiyan. And it's kind of the same thing. And Chi-Chi is now married. She married a full-blooded Saiyan. So it's kind of, oh gosh, man, I'm kind of rambling here now. All right, let me just skip ahead because it's kind of hard to, you know, I try to make the best out of these episodes that are in the middle, but there's just so much kind of random shit going on that gets kind of hard to stick with. But at some point, okay, Goku shows up, okay, because he's at the house, but he's kind of eavesdropping on everything. Now, what he manages to overhear, the only thing that matters to him, he doesn't care about all this other stuff that's going on with the baby, is that Vegeta's off training with Whis. Okay? So this is where the storyline is advanced, right? Because if you watch if you watch Resurrection F, you know that Goku and Vegeta both trained with Whis. Okay? So this is getting us to that point. This is how it happens. This is how it starts. We know that he overhears Bulma talking about it. And from that point on, he finds out that Bulma actually pretty much meets up with Whis every couple months now. Whis comes back and he wants some food. So Goku just kind of pesters the hell out of Bulma for a while until Whis shows up. So we kind of get this funny sort of montage of him just kind of popping up in inappropriate places and just kind of being like, you know, is it time yet? Is he here yet? But eventually he does show up. Okay. Now there is a cool moment that happens in here where Krillin suggests, hey, you know what? And this is before the montage, but, you know, cause Goku's trying to find Whis. So he's saying, he's wondering where Whis is or where Vegeta is. So he's like, Krillin reminds him and reminds us as the audience, because rest assured, had they not done this, I would have been like, well, why isn't he just using this instant transmission to go to where Whis is? Well, they explain that because he can't, for one thing, he can't sense deity's energy. So he can't just lock on to Beerus. And he can't lock, I assume he also can't lock on to Whis just because of his power. But it's kind of a plot hole in a way, because Goku is technically still Super Saiyan God, right? So, can you not Maybe they addressed this and I just forgot. But I'm assuming you also can't sense another god's power, even if you're a god. If so, then that's a plot hole. But most importantly here, he couldn't lock on to Vegeta's power. So he couldn't use his instant transmission, so he just kind of waited until he showed up. Which he does. Eventually, he does show up. So once he does that, he shows up and he's pretty much, you know, pretty much doing the same thing Vegeta did. Just kind of begging Whis to train him. And Gohan kind of followed along and he's saying, oh, you know, Chi-Chi's going to be mad. Mom's going to be mad about it. And she is. I mean, later on at some point, Chi-Chi actually shows up and there's this big ordeal with her arguing with Goku about him leaving again and going to train because she wants him to kind of stay back and he has a new grandkid, so he needs to be there for his granddaughter. Not to mention, you know, I thought it was so funny that she keeps bringing up the fact about, you know, being a new grandfather. Hell, man, he still has a little son, too. Let's not forget about Goten. Goten and Little Trunks have kind of been in the background a little bit so far during Dragon Ball Super. I mean, hopefully they do something really interesting with them at some point. I'm going to assume, I mean, I don't know what the Japanese episodes are in the 80s, the late 80s now or something. Man, that's a whole other story, but geez. Like, I'm just a little side note here. I'm really hoping that at some point they start to maybe show, you know, more than one episode a week of the English dub, because at this rate, one episode a week, I mean, it's going to be a year and a half before we get to where the Japanese episodes are now. And that's a lot of episodes, which means a lot of podcast episodes. And it's hard for me to say right now that I'll even be able to commit to doing something that long, because I don't know what the hell I'll be doing a year from now, you know, or a year and a half from now. So I really wish that they would just kind of speed it up here. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I get that they have to dub these episodes, but one episode a week is brutal, man. And it's hard to avoid spoilers. I mean, it really is. So, yeah. But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. I'm sure there'll be another time jump at some point. Maybe they'll try to do something interesting with Goten and Trunks. But Goku has a little son, too. But it's Goku. It's Goku. I mean, he's the kind of guy who will just leave his family months at a time to go train. I mean, Vegeta did the same thing. Vegeta's been gone for 6 months. So, but, you know, it's important that these guys train, and Gohan tries to remind Chi-Chi of that. You know, it's like, if someone as strong as Beerus or stronger shows up, but is not as, I guess, generous as Beerus, well, somebody's going to have to be strong enough to fight him. So that at the end of the day, he's always doing what's best for the planet and his family and all that when he goes off the train. So to just try to skip ahead, because a lot of this stuff is just, you know, the same shit. I mean, it's just them going back and forth on sort of the same things for most of the episode. Okay, so to skip ahead, Beerus does decide to train Goku. He doesn't, you know, he's not as sort of opposed to it as he was with Vegeta, right? He doesn't require as much convincing. As a matter of fact, he says something like, I was thinking it's about time to do it anyway. So that's probably the most telling sort of quote from this episode, is that there was obviously some plan from Beerus or Whis to train Goku anyway. So it'll be interesting to see what that develops into. But, you know, Whis just kind of gets to a point where he realizes he's kind of had enough and he's ready to leave. So he walks off and begins to kind of dissipate and fly away and teleport. And when Goku runs up at the last minute and gets in there, leaves with him, Chi-Chi freaks out for a minute, then calms down immediately, goes, chats with Bulma, talks about a party or something like that. Okay. So that's pretty much it for the episode talk right there. Once again, very hard to sort of dissect these in-between episodes when it's just a lot of back and forth kind of humor and a lot of, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail about that kind of stuff. You guys have seen the episode. If you thought it was funny, I'm sure you laughed at it. I thought this was a pretty good episode. Once again, these episodes in the middle and these filler sort of episodes have been better. I mean, I think back to a lot of filler episodes in Dragon Ball Z that weren't that great, but so far I'm kind of appreciating the Dragon Ball Super months. So that about does it for that. Once again, any questions, comments about that episode, hit me up, facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast, rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. Please make sure you head over to iTunes, leave me a review. That's super, super, super important. Do that if you have a quick minute out of your day. I appreciate it. I'll remind you of youtube.com/TimBridgewaterGeek. That's my other big project where I just talk about everything geek. It'll be video games, movies, etc. Whatever happens to be popular or interesting at the time that I have time to record, I'll do that. Plenty of videos there in general, but about 5 or 6 that are relatively new. So head over there, check that out. Also have a Facebook page. Make sure you like that. So I think that about does it, guys. That's probably not much for me to say at this point. I'm really sleepy and I'm starting to stutter and forget stuff. So until next time, for Rock the Dragon Podcast, I'm Tim Bridgewater. I'll see you next time.